ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea now, where the country's former Attorney General is calling for the reintroduction of the death penalty following the recent rape and killing of women in Port Moresby. The MP for Sinasina, Kiringa Kua, introduced a controversial death penalty law in 2012, which was repealed a decade later by Prime Minister James Marape. But Mr. Kua says rapes, willful murders and white-collar crimes are out of hand, and he sees the death penalty as a deterrent.
All the solutions that we have attempted have not worked, and that is why we are now in this space where we are ranked 133 out of 180 countries, and we are ranked second as the most violent country in the world, second. So we have to address it.
Now, the death penalty was introduced in Papua New Guinea in the early 2000s while you were Attorney General. What happened?
Back in 2012, when I first became Attorney General, I saw that the thing was slipping away. Violent crime was increasing, and corruption was increasing. White-collar crime was increasing. All of them contributed to a decay in the societal standards that we wanted in health, education, everything else, economy. So we needed to do something to arrest. And I looked at all the options that were available, and I said, finally, I said, listen, as much as we don't like it, as much as it can feel and look very, very uncomfortable and politically incorrect, it's all about recognizing a problem and finding practical solutions to it. So that's what I suggested. And I said, I was all for increasing the scope of the use of death penalty to include, for example, stealing of substantial amounts of public funds. At the time, I nominated a figure of 10 million. Those is still 10 million or above should be subjected to death penalty. Things like aggravated rape, use of weapons to stage an armed robbery, willful murder, treason, and all those things should capture the death penalty. At that time, there were only three offenses that captured death penalty. I brought in an additional five that should be included. In the end, one was rejected. The one involving the theft of money was taken out because Parliament didn't want to support it. So we ended up with four, which got enacted into law. So in the end, we had seven offenses that captured that death penalty. So it was there from 2013 or thereabouts to 2021. Then in November 2021, government made the decision to repeal it under the leadership of James Marape.
And what were some of the reasons, do you think, Prime Minister Marape repealed the death penalty in 2021?
What he said was that we didn't need these things. These things are draconian measures. We should remove them. And more importantly, they said there's no evidence to show that the existence of death penalty laws in our law books have been an effective deterrent. So they repealed all the laws that prescribe for death penalty. And everybody on death row, about 13 or so prisoners on death row, were committed to life imprisonment. Well, that was the argument. No evidence to show that it was a deterrent. Soon after the death penalty was repealed, and as soon as all the criminals in the country became aware that there was that death penalties were gone, in particular for violent crimes, there was a substantial increase of murders right across the country.
Are there instances of murders and rape occurring in other parts of Papua New Guinea?
In Pogra, there's murder every day at the Pogra mine site. In Hela, there's murder and kidnapping almost every day. And then now they're beginning to shoot and kill our policemen in Southern Highlands, in Hela, in Nenga. They're shooting at our military personnel. There's exchange of automatic gunfire, as if they're in a state of war. That's where our country is heading right now, because everybody knows that there's no deterrent. So whereas before there was no direct evidence to show whether murder has been committed, now you have direct evidence to show that when you don't have that deterrent, the death penalties or any other serious penalty, serious crimes escalate. That's exactly what's happening now, to a point where we are ranked number two in the world as the most violent country in the world. That's my concern. I don't like this stigmatization of our country as the world's second most violent country. We got to get out of this. So we need some practical solutions. We've been debating about this for years. Nobody's, whilst on the one hand, they don't want the death penalty, they've not come up with another constructive alternative. It looks like that's the only alternative effective remedy we have, that is the death penalty.
Former Attorney General of Papua New Guinea, Karenga Kua, speaking there with Caroline Tierman.